Well, can you tell us a little bit about the latest campaign to stop these massive turbines going on?
Yeah, our latest campaign, Amy, focuses around Keir's Hill. Keir's Hill is one of five wind farm developments that are proposed to surround Stretton and further afield and impact many communities around Dunmellington, Patna, Waterside, Kirkmichael, Stretton and Cross Hill. Keir's Hill is the latest. From our point of view, we believe Keir's Hill development is totally inappropriate as a wind farm application. The proposal states that the turbines would be 150 metres high. To give you some idea of the size and scale, the London Eye is 130 metres high. You cannot find a structure in Scotland that is 150 metres high. Keir's Hill really is breaching all local guidelines as far as planning is concerned. If you look at East Ayrshire's detailed planning report on wind farm availability or areas of search, it clearly states that Keir's Hill is a sensitive area, and if turbines were to be considered, they should be no greater than 70 metres high. Yet Res UK can come along with a speculative development and look at introducing industrial-sized turbines of 150 metres high, destroying the landscape, impacting local homes less than 900 metres away from turbines, communities less than a kilometre away from the wind farm. Really is absolutely shocking. No other industry would be allowed to flaunt guidelines in such a way as wind farm developers and put real pressure under individuals and communities around those areas. And it really is a worry, and it really is a big concern for those people that are impacted. And Keir's Hill will be seen from Troon, from Ayr, from, we believe, over 40,000 individual homes around Ayrshire and beyond because of the scale and because of the size of Keir's Hill. This is no ordinary wind farm. 150 metres high, you cannot see a structure in Scotland at this moment in time that is 150 metres high to compare those turbines with.
So that is just the fact that they've been able to, you know, come in and put these plans down and say this is what they plan to do. How have they got away with that? As you see, other industries wouldn't. How have they got away with that?
I think obviously there's a Scottish Government target for renewable energy. So speculative development is becoming a real focus. So rather than concentrating on areas of designated search, the developers in almost a gold rush are chasing areas where really they should not be looking to develop. Keir's Hill's a prime example. Lyn Fearn was another example. You will have one coming up shortly as well in Glenmount, where they look to introduce 19 turbines surrounding Loch Doon. Again, proposals that really, in layman's terms, look absolutely ludicrous in destroying what we have had for generations in Ayrshire, and now we're really looking to destroy the landscape that we've had. Ayrshire makes a huge contribution to renewable energy. At this moment in time, East Ayrshire, North Ayrshire and South Ayrshire generates enough renewable electricity to power all our homes and more. So Ayrshire is making a huge contribution to the Scottish target. But what is happening now and has to stop are these ludicrous speculative developments that they're trying to push through in areas that are not designated for search and are now impacting local communities and local individuals in such a way that really has to stop. And I would ask that local representatives across all parties start to listen to these communities, start to contact the local individuals that are impacted, and really start to stand up and be counted for and start to understand the impacts and the worries and the concerns that these communities are having. Speculative development on this scale across Ayrshire really has to stop.
Bill, as you say, I mean, the impact that it's going to have on, it could have on local people. I mean, people work so hard. Ayrshire's a lovely place.
Yes.
You know, in terms of bringing visitors to the area and everything. And to almost bring down what people have been building up, as you say, for years. Just,
well, I think
it must upset lots of people.
I think it does. It upsets lots of businesses. You know, and we're not backward-looking, Ayrshire. Ayrshire is forward-looking. Tourism is a huge industry. And we have such a gift in Ayrshire, across all three council areas, East Ayrshire developing, North Ayrshire developing, South Ayrshire developing. Look to the future, don't destroy that. If you have genuine areas of search for wind power and renewable energy, then stick to those. We're not saying that we don't want to participate. But don't start introducing ludicrous areas of search in areas that are not really there for that reason and have already been identified by the local authorities, the area of areas that they want to retain for ourselves and for generations to come, and to build on that tourism industry, not to destroy it. We're looking not to destroy Ayrshire.
I mean, people shouldn't have to, as you say, be 900 metres away from massive industrial turbines, which impact on the landscape. You know, people are having to look out, and they're not even being asked, as you say.
No.
Other people wouldn't get away with just building whatever they want in their garden or their house.
They wouldn't. So, to give you an example of one family that we went to visit in Kearshill, they are 900 metres away from the turbine, 150 for the first turbine. They'll be visible for the majority of the turbines. Res UK only made contact with that family 3 weeks ago. For the first time, that family received details of how they would be impacted by this proposal. There's noise, there's flicker, there's visual amenity. That family's life will be destroyed, absolutely destroyed. No care, no regard for that family, no regard for their home, no regard for their livelihood. The visitor, the representative from Res, stated to them on a noise issue, as long as they stayed inside, they wouldn't be impacted by noise. And if they closed their blinds, they wouldn't be impacted by flicker. Now, that sort of disregard for people is certainly something that we worry about, and that really does make you think that, you know, speculative development on this scale, where there is no regard for individuals, there is no real regard for communities that are impacted, something has to be done. Something has to be done to support communities more and support individuals in particular more than what's happening at this moment in time.
I know, I think people might not realise the noise thing is an issue, isn't it, when you get close to the...
Noise is a big issue. Noise is a big issue. There's no question over the years the turbines have become more efficient, so they're maybe... there's less noise in some areas, but if you're within a 1.5-2 kilometre zone, then you will hear those turbines. If you're within 900 metres, my goodness, you will hear them constantly. And it's not for an hour, it's not for 2 hours, it's 24/7. You know, the turbines will be constantly turning. If they're not turning for wind, then they'll just turn slowly anyway. You will still hear that noise. You'll get the flicker from behind the sun or on the light issues, and flicker is a big issue as well. But to impact families that are so close and really not engaged with those families sooner, to let them understand the impacts, is really quite shocking. And again, that's not one developer, that's happening right across Ayrshire with many developers that are really not communicating, being open and being honest with individuals about how the wind farm will impact on their life moving forward.
What can families do? Because, I mean, obviously the companies are, as you say, not having any regard for them and not really giving them much of a say in the matter. What can families do if they are actually, like, really concerned about this and they think they're worried that, you know, these plans could go ahead?
These plans could go ahead. There's no question about that. For Safe Straight and for Scotland, we've invested and spent almost 24,000 defending two wind farms. That will be Lynfern and it will be Kearshill. So we've employed professional landscape architects, noise engineers and planning experts to really look at the applications in detail and try and peel back the thousands of pages to try and find out how best we can object to the application itself. Whether they're breaching guidelines, whether they're flaunting guidelines, whether noise is an issue, whether landscape amenity, visibility is an issue. So we're looking to do that. We shouldn't have to spend that type of money. We shouldn't have to do that as individuals. We should have more representation locally. We should have more debate locally across all parties about what's happening in Ayrshire with renewable energy, particular with wind, and why on earth are communities and individuals under so much pressure from developers with applications that are really totally inappropriate for the area. It's very hard for individuals to influence policy, and that's why we need our local representatives, and we have many, whether they're MPs, MSPs, list MSPs, we have several They have to step forward and they have to start listening to local communities. They have to start representing the people that voted them in.
In terms of Linfield then, because I mean, obviously it must kind of feel a bit like deja vu to you going through all this again. How did that end up? How did you go from having these concerns that it could go ahead to, you know...
Linfield is still in the process, so that application is still going forward. We have objected from Save Straighten for Scotland. We had individual objection letters, which we published, exceeded 3,000 individual objections across Ayrshire. We believe that that number may double for Linfield. We believe the objection number is going to be very, very high right across Ayrshire. So if you consider Straighten only has a population of 232, the objections that were created around Linfield were colossal against that wind farm development. And likewise, Keir's Hill, I think, will be something similar. People are really concerned, not only in the communities that are impacted, but now further afield, as they see what is actually happening, as our countryside is getting torn up and cannot be replaced. This is for generations to come. And if you look at South Ayrshire's website, or you look at East Ayrshire's, and you look at the plans that are in place or the proposals for wind farm developments across the counties, it is really quite concerning and really quite worrying what's happening in Ayrshire. And somehow we have to bring that to people's attention, and we have to ask again our politicians to act on our behalf.
In terms of, that's what I was just going to say, bringing it to people's attention, because I mean, I bet there's a lot of people in Ayrshire who maybe aren't even aware until they saw work going on that there could be wind farms, and then they would be really upset. So it's kind of getting them, telling them in advance, so that they can do something about it.
It's very difficult because, as you would expect, the process isn't really all that transparent. It doesn't go beyond a couple of kilometres of where the wind farm proposal may be aimed at. So it's very, very difficult to get that message out. Again, we've had to spend money getting that message out, whether it's in local press, whether it's with yourselves and radio. But we're determined to do that. We're determined to let people know what is happening. We're a group that represents cross-party political views. We have different views on renewable energy. That's not what we're about. We're about letting people know what's happening in Ayrshire. And if you visit SaveStraightenForScotland.com, we try to put up there as much information as we can about all the different developments that are impacting the area, for you to take a view on it and for individuals to make a call on what's happening. But again, the big thing that we have to do is call on our local representatives, really, because they're the guys that our voice will be heard through. We have to get them to understand what is happening across Ayrshire, how it's affecting communities, how it's affecting individuals, and ask them, please, to really start representing the people that voted them in and help them. The people need help.
And just finally for you, Bill, what about what kind of response have you had from local representatives at the moment?
At the moment, as if, again, and from a personal point of view in Straighten, we've had good response. So in Straighten, we've 8 local representatives from council, MSP, European level that have all been out at our request. We've had to request them to come out. And again, I would like them to be more proactive and start to engage with communities in a higher way and start to understand what's happening in their area. The chaps and the guys that have come out to visit Straighten can see and understand the concerns and the feelings from individuals and from businesses as well, what could happen in the area and what could happen further afield. But it really is crucial that the guys that we vote in really start to understand the impacts that's happening across the communities in Ayrshire.
And take action.
They have to start. Our voice has to be heard. We can only do so much. But the local representatives can make that clear across all platforms, and that's what we're asking.
They really are the difference between, you know, something going ahead and something maybe
correct,
not happening.
Correct. They can influence decision. They have the contacts. That's what we are looking. We can do so much. Our voice can only be heard across so many areas. But we're asking for real, real support, real understanding. You know, visit homes that are 900 metres away and look and feel what would happen if that was your home, it was your family. Understand what would happen to a community that's only 1 kilometre away. Not one or two homes, but hundreds of homes in Keir's Hill will be impacted at 1 kilometre away. The Scottish guidelines clearly state 2 kilometres and will increase to 2.5 kilometres. Why do they flaunt those guidelines? If the guidelines state that turbines should be no greater than 70 metres, why do they plan for turbines at 150 metres?
It shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed. No other industry could flaunt guidelines in a way that wind farm developers do. And that's what's worrying also. And that has to stop.
In terms of just a quick thing, the Scottish Government, will they do anything about the fact that these guidelines are being, you know, flaunted the way they are?
The Scottish Government will take a view. The planning process, as they say, will take its course. And there's a lot of comment that came back to us, well, trust the planning process. Trust the planning process. And yes, we do trust the planning process. However, we still have invested 24, probably nearer 30,000 by the time we finish with Keir's Hill, to make sure that that pressure and that understanding is articulated and our objection is heard for the right reasons. For the right reasons. So again, we do trust the process, but we really have to give real clarity around our objection, but also the fact that perhaps some of the proposals, some of the developments in the first instance, shouldn't be going ahead. If they're not in areas of search, and they're so ludicrous, and they're so inappropriate, why is everybody going through this particular route or this journey?